Ezekiel. Breathe on me the breath of God. So there's another song that goes along with this dry bones. And you're going to hear parts of it, the chorus, a phrase that I hope by the end you'll have joined me in singing.
I know it. I know it.
Wee! Dumbo's gonna rise again.
Did you do the wee? Okay,
yes,
we gotta do it. I know it. Indeed, I know it. I know it.
Dumbo's gonna rise again. One more time.
I know it. Indeed, I know it. I know it. Dumbo's gonna rise again.
So, the Dumbo's gonna rise again. You'll get that. Wee! Dumbo's gonna rise again. Because you see, this story is a story of Ezekiel. And Ezekiel is a priest. And this priest Ezekiel had been sent away. He had gone into exile from the land that he was born into. And he did that when he was a young boy. His life had been okay in this exiled place. He had his own house, and He kind of lived on the banks of the river. He learned the culture. He knew where he grew into where he was, but he really missed where he had been born. But this Ezekiel, this priest, he had this gift of prophecy. He said many. Because he could see things, he heard what God was saying, and he would tell people. He said many didn't believe him. They didn't believe that he really wanted to go home to Israel. And he's like, I really do. My heart aches for my homeland. But then God comes to him, and God asks him this question. Can these bones live? Can these dry bones live? Them bones going to rise again. Got it? So you're going to hear that a bunch. Them bones going to rise again. They are. He was questioning. And at times in our lives, we question the dryness of our bones, the dryness of our spirits, the dryness of our lives and our relationships and our churches. We appear to be like that valley of bones. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Ezekiel really didn't need any convincing. He knew God. He knew what God was and is capable of. God had worked in his life. So Ezekiel watched, listened to this vision of dry bones. He watched them come to life. He watched the sinews and the flesh and the life and the breath come into these skeletons, these bones. And this was news of great joy for those in exile. And so Ezekiel thought, okay, I need to share this vision. And so just as those dry bones are scattered over the valley, so were the people of Israel. God was gathering those bones and breathing life into them. God was gathering God's people and helping them to know God's presence. You see, there was hope. Them bones gonna rise again. In the midst of Lent, in the midst of our world in which we live, in the midst of our lives, God is breathing God's Spirit into us. That's hope. That's great news. And this breath of God is the Ruach, R-U-A-H, Ruach. It's the Spirit, it's the wind, it's the breath of God. Them bones gonna rise again. God is breathing the Ruach into us. this valley full of bones, bones that were left over from the battle, fallen soldiers that were simply left right there. They were disconnected. They were dried out. They were lifeless. They were disconnected. And maybe we are disconnected from family and friends, from God. Maybe we're dried up or shriveled or shrunken. You know it. We know those bones. At times in our lives, those bones have been part of us. Them bones gonna rise again. You see, these bones, they are our lives. They are our relationships. And we find life in the ruach, the breath of God. The key to everything is God's Spirit. The breath of God, the ruach. Breathe on me, breath of God. Isn't that awesome? The breath of God gives us hope and life and being. The breath of God, the ruach, gives us life-giving power to be the people of God, to move us from exile into the land, to bring us hope to the hopeless, to bring life to those disconnected, dried up bones. God gives life to bones so that we know that God is God. God is God. And sometimes those bones are a congregation. And God is giving us life, ruach, breath, to become the life-breathing, growing expression of the breath of God in this community. So what does it take? It takes one person. It takes one person with a vision. It takes one person to listen. It takes one person to act, even if we think that act is crazy. You see, them bones gonna rise again. Life comes alive. There is hope for all of us. The ruach, the breath of God in this season of Lent is bringing us towards the resurrection. Join me. Join me in feeling the breath of God and living the breath of God and being that one voice that shares the breath, the ruach, the Spirit of God, to put sinews and flesh and breath on the skeletons, the dry bones, the disconnected. Join me in knowing that them bones gonna rise again. Them bones, they gonna rise again, and we are the bones together, the ruach, feeling the breath of God. Let us live that, not just here inside this building, but out in the world, knowing that there is hope as we bring hope to the hopeless and life to the lifeless. Them bones gonna rise again. Amen.